I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, we are in the second half of April, which means it's time to talk daffodils and daffodil celebrations. We have a couple of events to mention. Let's start on Nantucket.
Well, that is the biggest one this weekend because it's the 40th anniversary of the Nantucket Daffodil Festival. And the sponsors, the Nantucket Chamber of Commerce, said that's going to include 3 million daffodils. Daffodils that are blooming from now through May on the island. The events for the big festival this weekend go from Friday through Sunday, and they're going to include daffodils on the roadside, and you could see them in shop windows, on cars, people's clothing, and even on dogs. The big signature event is the Antique Car Parade. That's happening on Saturday, and 100 cars are going to be elaborately decorated with flowers. We've got a great one on the Cape Week cover this week. And they're going to be parading down Main Street and get judged for awards that include, like, most authentic, best decorated, best in show. And then that parade is going to travel to Sconset, and they're going to have a tailgate picnic there. But if you don't travel to Sconset, you can stay and then see the dog parade and see how people put the daffodils on their dogs. Then there's a children's beach family picnic. There's going to be a concert there. There's also a scavenger hunt, a 5K race. And then the annual daffodil show is going to be put on by the Nantucket Garden Club that started the whole thing 40 years ago. But if you can't get over to the island, there's still a lot of daffodils to see on the Cape. Spore Gardens in Falmouth is having one of its daffodil days from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. That's at 45 Fells Road in Falmouth, and they're going to include children's activities and guided tours of the park there at the exact same time, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's also the Sandwich Daffodil Festival. That's taking place at Oak Crest Cove Field, and they've got music, food trucks, an artist sale, and then a kids zone of all kinds of fun activities.
And from daffodils to shellfish, Wareham is holding its first ever oyster festival this weekend. They have a number of fun events planned around this. Tell us about this.
Well, the big festival is going to be taking place on Sunday from 11 to 4, and that's happening on Main Street, and they've got live music, artisans there, plenty of shellfish and other foods, and then there's a 5K run walk along the waterfront that starts at 10 o'clock. But there are activities going throughout the weekend, including more than 15 local restaurants are offering oyster dishes, which sounds delicious. There's going to be a speaker series, and then there's going to be a gala on Friday at Toby Memorial Library.
And, Kathy, there's a 100th birthday party in Kitituat on Sunday for a guest of honor named Magnolia, but she's an unusual guest of honor.
Yes, she is. It's going to be taking place at Kitituat Center for the Arts, and Magnolia is a harp that belongs to local harpist Katie Lynch Coughlin. And she loves her harp, and she's throwing her a party because that harp has had a pretty unusual life. The harp originally belonged to the harpist for the orchestra on Broadway for shows by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But when Katie was little, her father wanted to get her a harp and bought it from the original owner's nephew. This concert is going to include other people, flutist Laura Smolowitz, tenor Stephen Coughlin, who's Katie's husband, and bassist Fred Carpenter. And they're going to be performing music from operettas and songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. And most of those are going to have been performed by the harp with the original owner or with Katie. They're going to be using some of the original manuscripts that were used on Broadway as well. And one of those shows is South Pacific, which was the first show that Katie played with Magnolia when she was just a freshman at Barnstable High School. And she has since used the harp for anything she's played by Rodgers and Hammerstein, but South Pacific 8 different times.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.